joy and relief make themselves felt. So too, music has power to ease tensions within the heart and to loosen the grip of obscure emotions. That's from the I Ching, and it was quoted in the official program of the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, August 15th, 16th, and 17th, 1969. Appropriate that I should quote it tonight, as I invite you to come fly with me, Allison Steele, the Night Bird, into our recreation of the sights and sounds and feelings of Woodstock, here at 92.3 K-Rock. K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll station, with a song that many people swear they heard at Woodstock. But that's not so, of course. Joni Mitchell didn't write it until after the Woodstock happening. Joni, in fact, was not at Woodstock, and yet, with her infinite talent, managed to capture the feeling from others who were there to invest in the song and makings of the anthem that it's become. I'm so delighted to be with you here at K-Rock for this 20th anniversary salute to the event which influenced our lives and music for all time. Tonight and tomorrow night, Woodstock, the movie, shown on VH1, simulcast here on 92.3 K-Rock at 9 o'clock. And for this hour, before 9, we'll explore some of the pre-Woodstock music, and I'll be with you after the film for another hour to explore and enjoy some post-Woodstock music. Let's start with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, since we started with them, and talk about their origins, what they were before Woodstock. David Crosby was a member, you'll laugh at this one, of Les Baxter's Balladeers, would you believe? He met Roger McGinn and Gene Clark. They formed the Jet Set, and then the Beefeaters, and finally they became the Byrds. He left the Byrds. David left the Byrds because he wanted to do Triad. They didn't want to. They were wrong on that one. Jefferson Airplane later did it on Crown of Creation. Of course, Crosby, Stills, and Nash did it. Graham Nash came from the Hollies. Steve Stills was from Buffalo Springfield. And we'll give you a little sample of what they all sounded like way back then. This is Buffalo Springfield, a root group for the entire rock era. And as you might guess, it was a great favorite of mine way back then, because it's called Expecting to Fly, which I did every night and still do.
Summer is quarantine. We can't say goodbye.
Castillo here at 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll station, with a little reminiscence and exploration of what the rock scene was before Woodstock. Those are root groups, since we started with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and they kind of embody everything that Woodstock stood for, the people that were unknown before and became huge stars afterward. We heard first Buffalo Springfield, Expecting to Fly, from whence both Stephen Stills and Neil Young graduated. We heard The Byrds, and a big hit for them is the Tambourine Man. David Crosby came from The Byrds, and the Hollies, the early Hollies with Carrie Ann. That was Graham Nash's original group. And according to an article in Rolling Stone magazine, Graham Nash says that Stephen Stills, contrary to popular belief, was at Woodstock, but he chose not to be on the record or on the movie and does not know why. Graham doesn't know. And that brings something else to mind. At one time, I think I knew a lot of answers about Woodstock, but in 20 years, you forget a few things. And I'll try to come up with as much information that's correct as I possibly can. And I asked Jimmy Fink that if I make any flagrant errors, that he just falls on me and stops me from making a fool of myself.
I may fall on you anyway.
Oh, you silver-tongued devil. Anyway, so much for Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Other root groups, if you were on the rock scene before Woodstock, there were groups that you'll remember, a lot of the ones that I'll play. And if you weren't there, this might introduce you to somebody you really hadn't been into and could get into now. Joan Baez was one of the most popular young singers around. She was called a folkie. And she did a lot of different things, made a lot of different albums, and I thought this one would give you a kick. It's a Beatle tune here at 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll station, and Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding is being. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in the jar by the door. Who is it for? All lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
This is Richie Havens, and 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only classic rock and roll, remembers Woodstock and the summer of 1969.
There's a high-flying bird flying way up in the sky. And I wonder if she looks down as she goes on by. Well, she's flying so windy deep in the sky. Lord, look at me here. I'm rooted like a tree. Got to sit down and cry. Oh, Lord, cause I do. Then one day, my woman, her man died.
here at 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll station. We heard Joan Baez first with Eleanor Rigby, and then Richie with High Flying Bird. That's another one, you can probably guess why, was one of my favorites. But then I love Richie. He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. I saw him about 3 weeks ago, and he's singing better than ever and very enthused. Has never lost any of his enthusiasm for the music. Richie, of course, holds a very unique place in the history of Woodstock. He opened the festival. He was not scheduled to do so, but being the nice man that he is, they threw him on stage bodily because a number of other people hadn't shown. As you may have read or may not have, the traffic jam started early Friday so that the roads leading to Bethel, where the festival took place, were totally backed up by the time the festival was supposed to start at 4 o'clock. Amazingly, it was only an hour late, but that was because Richie was there. High Flying Bird, Richie Havens here at 92.3 K-Rock. One of the tragedies of the festival, or as a result, not as a result of the festival, but we all associate the fact that both Joplin and Hendrix, Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, were at the festival and not with us for very long afterward, is that one of the downers that you associate with very pleasant memories of what Woodstock did for us and did for the music. When Janis arrived, she was not in good shape, according to all of the people who observed her. She looked haggard, and she was already quite a star. Her stardom came in 1967 in August at the Monterey Pop Festival. And her first album, Cheap Thrills, it wasn't her first. Big Brother and the Holding Company was the first. They re-released that in 71. But Cheap Thrills in 68 sold a million on its release. And she went on after midnight on Saturday. Not in great shape, but she is Janis Joplin, and we'll always remember her, all with a very deep emotion. So let's listen here at 92.3 K-Rock to Janis Joplin.
Well, I am.
coverage here at 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll station, and justly so. Sets the pattern for so many other performers. First, Janis Joplin in Peace of My Heart, and then Jimi Hendrix in Are You Experienced from his first album. A fact probably very rarely brought up, and certainly incongruous with Jimmy's whole picture. He was a paratrooper before he got into the rock music business. That's hard to picture, but he was. The sad part about Hendrix and Joplin is that less than a year after the festival, or a little more than a year, they both left us, and within a month of each other. She died on October 4th, 1970, and he died on September 18th, 1970. But blessed are we with the legacy on wax. It's not on wax anymore, but that's the classic expression. They're in the can forever and ever and ever. And I still get goosebumps when I hear those records. We're going to digress here in the midst of this hour, exploring the roots in the early days of the rock scene before Woodstock. So far, we've heard people who were at Woodstock and whom you'll see in the movie. There are a lot of people at Woodstock that you won't see, and for whatever reason, they are not on the movie or on the double album. Whether they chose to be or were cut out mercifully or mercilessly, I should say, I really can't remember. As I said before, I'm sure right after I was curious enough to have asked every one of them, why weren't you on it? But I'll be darned if I can remember the answers at this point. Mountain was at Woodstock, and to all accounts, gave a pretty agreeable performance of a song that everyone loved. This is my favorite Mountain. It's been redone, and exquisitely so. Jimmy introduced me to that one. And I love it, but I want that old feeling that I got every time I heard the original Mountain. Leslie West, here at 92.3 K-Rock.
Dusty road.
were at Woodstock, but did not make the final cut, as they say. Creedence Clearwater Revival, I Put a Spell on You, and of course they had dozens of real hot tunes. Run Through the Jungle, What Happened to the Rain, Who's Got the Rain, actually, was the title, and of course Theme from an Imaginary Western, Leslie West Mountain, here at K92.3 K-Rock. Alice and Steele, we're in the midst of our salute, our reminiscence, our meanderings and wanderings through what was before Woodstock. We'll go back now to somebody who was at Woodstock, and I think maybe somebody who was stuck with what happened at Woodstock for so many years, and he's gone through a lot of trouble to try and live it down. I'm talking about John Sebastian, who went as an observer. He was never scheduled. They never asked him to perform. He went in his tie-dyed suit to hang out backstage and never heard the end of it, because they all expected him to go through life wearing that tie-dyed suit. He was literally thrust on stage Friday night when they had a real shortage of talent. And he didn't think he was going on, so he had accepted some mood-altering substance as an experiment. And the bare bones of it was he went on, he was stoned, and got a reputation as being a stone freak for years afterward. Did you know that Sebastian was originally in the Mugwumps with the Mama Cass and Denny Doherty, and they had some big hits with his original group, Do You Believe, rather the Lovin' Spoonful. Do You Believe in Magic, of course, was one of them. But I'd like you to hear now, in case you haven't heard it in a long time, or maybe some of you never heard it, but it was the Spoons' only number one hit, Summer in the City, here at 92.3 K-Rock. the band here at 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll station. The Wait, of course, they were at Woodstock. They were scheduled for Sunday afternoon, but with the rain and the delays and what was happening there, the mud, they didn't make it until 11 o'clock Sunday night. But then, after the first rain, nobody made it on. The concert was supposed to be over Sunday evening, and it was sunrise Monday morning when Jimi Hendrix did the Star Spangled Banner on his guitar. We heard John Sebastian and his root group, the Lovin' Spoons, in Summer in the City, and what we're experiencing right now as we celebrate 20 years, the memory of Woodstock, here at 92.3 K-Rock.
Labor Day weekend usually marks the end of summer, so end yours with a day of fun in the sun at Suntan Lake. Suntan Lake in Riverdale, New Jersey, in association with Stan Levenstone, presents the first annual Suntan Lake Jam on Saturday, September 2nd, starring Southside Johnny and the Jukes, The Radiators, special guest The Outlaws, and introducing Kilby Taylor. This is not just a concert, it's an all-day event. At Suntan Lake, there's swimming, paddle boats, miniature golf, and more. Bring your own barbecue. Food and soda are available. For those 21 and over, alcohol can be purchased with ID. Gates open at 10 a.m. The show kicks off at noon and will run till 7 p.m. Advance tickets are available at Ticketmaster or by Ticketmaster charge at 201-507-8900 or 212-307-7171. Ticket Center Wayne and at the Suntan Lake box office. Suntan Lake is located on Route 23 North in Riverdale, New Jersey, just 9 miles north of the Willowbrook Mall and the intersection of Routes 80 and 46.
In the beginning came the first wave, white waves. Now, it's white wave 2, the second wave.
Every Friday and Saturday night at New York Hayden Planetarium, witness white wave 2. Get to more of today's best modern music.
Life Waves 2, the second wave, featuring
U2,
R.E.M., Nijor,
Susie and the Banshees,
Erasure,
Edie Burkell and New Bohemian,
Devo,
The Escape Club,
and much, much more.
Wow, wow. Don't miss Light Waves 2, Friday and Saturday nights at the Hayden Planetarium.
Showtimes are 7, 8:30, and 10.
Get tickets for Light Waves 2 at Ticketron or at the Planetarium box office.
For info, call 212-769-5921.
One part ginger, two part ale. One part discount, two part sale. One part hot dog, two part fun. One part Seagram, two part fun.
Seagram's ginger ale tastes like nothing else. Only rare and exotic spices are imported from far-off lands to bring you that special taste that's indescribably delicious. And here's another plus. Seagram's Giant Ginger Ale has that same great ginger taste with only 2 calories per serving. So head for the Seagram's display where you buy soft drinks and pick up a supply. You'll discover it's the first ginger ale good enough to be called Seagram.
Congratulations, you got the long shot.
There are great days.
God likes me! He really, really likes me!
There are very great days.
$59,000.
And then there's the day that Jay Trotter's added.
May I buy you a drink?
No, sir, why not? I'm on the town.
Richard Dreyfuss, Let It Ride.
What a fabulous day!
From Paramount Pictures, rated PG-13. Maybe inappropriate for children under 13. Start Friday, August 18th at theaters everywhere.
Allison Steele here at 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll station. And at 9 o'clock, in just a few moments from now, you'll be seeing Woodstock. And after Woodstock, we have another hour together, you and I, and we'll meander through what was happening in the rock scene around the time of Woodstock 20 years ago. And we'll jump from here to there and try to come up with a few good memories for you. Right now, we have one that I think you'll remember if you ever listened to The Nightbird before. You heard a lot of Embryonic Journey by the Jefferson Airplane. Is that what we're going to hear now? Yeah.
92.3 K-Rock remembers the summer of 69.
And it gives
me
the chance.
Man on the moon.
Very interesting.
Get down, Eagle.
But stupid.
On an untranquil sea of mud, there was a walk in space. The 400,000 long-haired pilgrims in and out of sweatshirts called the greatest weekend since the creation.
There was a definite feeling running through that crowd of people, a definite trust that it is largely absent from human interaction.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Sidney Westerville. I'm the owner of this antique tavern, Munger Valley, New York State. I was here when this crowd really came. We expected 50,000 a day, and there must have been a million. I myself was hungry for 2 days because I couldn't get any food. I couldn't go out to buy any food. I was eating cornflakes for 2 days. And the kids were wonderful. I have no kick. It was saw this and saw that and thank you this and thank you that. Nobody can complain about the kids. This thing was too big. It was too big for the world. Nobody has ever seen a thing like this. And when they see this picture in the news, in the, well, over the moving pictures, they'll really see something.
WXRK New York.
What's the worst part about running one?
Yeah.
Huh? You dig it all?
I guess the biggest hassle is dealing with politics, you know?
There are a lot of politics involved, you mean with the city?
Yeah.
And you got that solved?
Well, it looks that way.
Looks that way. How long did it take you to put it together? 2-3 months?
I reckon that's about 9 months.
3 months? Full time?
Yeah.
Are you in charge of the whole thing?
Yeah.
Have you got backers?
Part of the backers.
Yeah. Where are you going to go from here? Are you going to do another one?
For what?
Thank you! Oh, you're really good tonight. You know, this is the most outrageous spectacle I've ever witnessed, ever. There's only one thing I wish. I sure got to pee. And this ain't nowhere to go. I believe we're going to go up the country a little bit right now. ¶¶
92.3 K-Rock, the station that brought classic and rock back together again.
In the beginning came the first wave, light waves. Now, it's Light Wave 2, the second wave.
Every Friday and Saturday night at New York Hayden Planetarium, witness Light Wave 2. Set to more of today's best modern music. What's your mind? What's your
Light Waves 2, the second wave, featuring
U2,
R.E.M.,
Inexcess,
Midjure,
Susie and the Banshees,
Erasure,
Edie Brickell and New Bohemian,
Devo,
The Escape Club,
and much, much more.
Wow, well, don't miss Light Waves 2, Friday and Saturday nights at the Hayden Planetarium.
Showtimes are 7, 8:30, and 10.
Get tickets for Light Waves 2 at Ticketron or at the Planetarium box office.
For info, call 212-769-5921.
There's a torch in the night, 100 years been burning bright. It's the Amoco torch, and it's leading the way.
Since 1889, Amoco has fueled America's dreams. And tomorrow we'll be there when you need us, with the highest quality gasolines and service for you and your car.
Two-lane blacktop, dusty byways, city streets, superhighways. Wherever you go, you got a friend you know. Amoco, America, Amoco, thank you.
Congratulations, you got the long shot.
You're on great days.
God likes me. He really, really likes me.
You're on very great days.
$59,000.
And then there's the day that Jay Trotter's having.
May I buy you a drink?
No, why not? I'm on the count.
Richard Dreyfuss, Let It Ride.
What a fabulous day!
From Paramount Pictures, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Start Friday, August 18th at theaters everywhere.
2, 3,
K-Rock,
New York's only classic
rock,
K-Rock, radio, whoa, K-Rock, got to be K-Rock.
Down the use of...
see everybody everywhere is in the same language. See by the cool friend from the other side. It's just one thing I got to know. Can you tell me who I'm? Say, can I have some of your purple berries? God bless you, but both the light. Wooden ships on the water, very free and easy. You know the way it's supposed to be. Silver on the shoreline, let us be. Talking about very free and easy.
Situation, and we make the best of it.
Yeah.
That's about all we can do.
Well,
what do you think about it?
We were standing on the curbs watching them come in last night, all the townspeople.
Yeah.
It was just like an army invading a town.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Do you live here?
No, we're here for vacation.
Oh, are you? Are you having one?
We did up until last night. They kept us up for a while.
Who's they?
Is that what you call yourself, really?
Sure. Why?
Because that's what everybody else calls
you. Why do you call yourself that for?
Because we admit it. Compared to everybody else, we're freaks. I don't think we are.
As long as you behave yourself, there's nothing wrong.
I'm not putting bad connotations on the word freak, you know.
Is the word freak itself out of bad connotation?
Well, it's whatever you think about it.
The last time we seen anything like this was at the Rose Bowl parade last New Year's.
That's right.
And
like four ice cubes out of the bag, you know.
They want
you to
buy four ice
cubes. Yeah, right. I don't know. What can you charge for four ice cubes? Yeah.
It's a great shot to Sullivan County business-wise. It's something we needed. As far as whether it'll leave a favorable effect later, besides money, we'll know when the festival is over.
They're beautiful people. Beautiful people.
Well, it's kind of overwhelming, let's put it this way.
In what way?
Well, just to take care of, to try to get the people fed, I would say, is one of the main objectives we have right now. All these young fellas here, they've got to be fed, and they're going to get hungry. And I hope that they can bring enough supplies in for... Boy, that seems to be the big trouble in traffic, Nancy. You know that yourself, without me telling you.
What's it done for business?
Oh, come on. What's it done? It's increased it about, as much as you can do, put it this way, and more. I'll say one thing for the young people. They've been very nice, all of you, so far.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
It's really amazing. You know, it looks like some kind of biblical, epical, unbelievable scene. They're all, you know, like all the, you see these cars are like strewn on the sides of the road from the helicopter. At all different angles, you know, they look like jack straws and stuff like that. There's this continual flow of people just right in the street and they're going along. And it, you know, it's just.
What do you think? How do they limit it? Because they didn't want this in the
really? What did they join us?
where you find the control point at the beginning of the highways, and those with tickets are allowed in, and those without tickets are not. You have to have some control. You have to have some. You know, when you have Manny Barbuda ants coming over a hill in South America, they want to cut them up and stop them coming, and make a ditch, they put oil in the ditch, and they make a flame. I'm not saying they should put a flame to stop the people.
There
has to be some way of stopping the influx of humanity.
About numbers, tell me about how many do you expect?
200,000.
200,000 people here over the 3 days.
Right.
Where will you put them?
We have contracted for land surrounding the area, setting up campgrounds, water facilities, toilets, electric.
What does it cost to put one of these things together?
Fortune.
A fortune. And I suppose the returns will also be different.
Yeah, we probably, I don't know what the returns will come up to what it cost or not.
Yeah. Well, round figures.
Point is that it's happening. Yeah. $2 million.
The cost? And in other words, you have to make $2 million to break even?
Well, if we are going to break even, you know, point is that it's happened and it's working, you know?
Yeah.
That's enough for now.
What is it that the musicians got? Are you a musician?
No.
What is it the musicians have that they can communicate so well to the kids?
Music.
I mean, they've always had music. There's always
music
been.
Has always been a major form of communication. Only now the lyric and the type of music is a little bit more involved in society than it was.
I need something now. Let me tell you, to kind of run as a voiceover when I'm showing this music on. And if you could tell me that I can run your voice over while this music's playing, what that music is saying, kind of, you know, what that's about.
It's about what's happening now. I mean, if you listen to the lyric and you listen to the rhythm and what's in the music, then you'll know what's going on with the culture. I got to split on them. They kind of
great, groovy. Thank you.
The radio station that never runs out of music.
92.3
New York's classic rock and roll radio.
Music.
Raceway Park is now running a full schedule of weekly drag racing. Sundays feature all the classics from Stock Trophy. Just beat one opponent and win a trophy. To all-out dranksters and super pros racing for big cash awards, including motorcycles. Wednesday nights features time trials for all the classes, stock and modified, and dranksters at speeds of 170 miles an hour.
But the hot ticket is Friday nights.
That's right. Raceway Park now runs Friday nights for muffled street-type cars. And you can get a whole load of time trials.
See what your car can do in a quarter mile.
Race a buddy.
Or settle that grudge on the track where it's safe, legal, and hassle-free from the police.
Or just kick back, relax, and watch all the Camaros, Mustangs, Grand Nationals, Trans Ams, Daytonas, and more battle it out on the Raceway Park Quarter Mile.
Make Raceway Park your Friday night hangout.
Hit admissions just $7 every Friday night.
See you this Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday street nights
at Old Bridge Township Raceway Park near Englishtown, New Jersey.
Bet Magazine's East Coast Corvette Show is go this Sunday. See them all. 1953 to 1989, Mild to Wild, showing and going this Sunday, plus a complete drag racing show.
Hello?
Susan?
Yes.
It's Howard Stern.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Pretty good. I understand you've been calling my 970 phone number.
Yes, I did.
You did? You wanted to be in a live commercial, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, you're in a live commercial.
I am?
Yes. I want to know what you think of 970 Stern. You've been calling.
I love you, Howard.
You do? Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you love me?
I love you. I'm not a person. But I love you. You are God.
And what about my 970 number? What can you tell people about it?
Well, I think it is a wonderful thing, and I think I love you, Howard.
How old are you?
23.
Very sexy you sound, are you?
Yes.
And you want
How
me?
Old are you?
And you want me?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen me?
Yes.
And when you call 970, you feel closer to me?
Yes.
You dial 970 Stern every day?
Well, no, not every day. But
you should.
What?
It's only 95 cents a minute. 970 Stern.
I love you, Howard.
The biggest adventure of them all has come to video cassette.
I'm Bill. This is Ted. We're from the future.
It's Bill and Ted's excellent adventure.
Excellent.
Watch as Bill and Ted meet royalty.
How's it going, royal ugly dudes?
Thrill as they bravely face death.
Put them in the iron maiden.
Bill and Ted's excellent adventure. An epic journey through time, space, and the mall. Coming soon to a video store near you.
Whoa!
Rated PG from Nelson Entertainment.
Hi, this is Melanie, and 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only classic rock and roll, remembers Woodstock and the summer of 1960.
Abusive legal drug.
I'd like to...
Mike hangs out out front here, I'd like to shoot a little bit of him, just natural sound, while he's getting harassed and bugged. Okay? Mm-hmm. Kind of like, damn, I was going to call you last week.
That means you've got to call me, and I'm going to get that thing into the air. Now, I'm going to order a 5-passenger helicopter, because I'm really scared that the roads are going to get jammed up. If anybody wants any more room, shows up with more people than they're supposed to have, tell them they can drop back 15 yards and punt. They got about as much chance as a snowball in hell of getting a room closer than Middletown. It's the Holiday Inn in Middletown, New York.
That's it. How are you? What's going on out here?
Can you get a telephone to see him,
John?
Let's go!
Let's
turn
the
road, please!
Let's let the heavy wagon through now. Peel back! Peel back now! Let's go! Everything's got room to flow here.
Not so.
On the rack!
Please walk
on the rack.
Oh. Look, on the sides of the road if you're going to walk through here.
How is it out there?
We apologize for the noise of the choppity-choppity, but it seems there are a few cars blocking the road, so we're flying everybody in. I almost made the worst part of the world about high musicians, but we'll get to us.
You know Artie. Artie Cornerstone. How you doing, man? I'm excited. Good to see you, man. Made you can make the point. It's going good, man. Didn't happen any other way, man. We're really together. Look at the way it really worked out nice, didn't it? Looks fantastic. Yeah, I mean, the vibes are still good.
Everybody helps everybody.
Yeah, today it feels so great. Right here, you know.
I'm sure.
You know, how can I ever live in these side of Manhattan now?
We're in sync, but you can't hear a fucking thing, man, because of the helicopters, man. So, I'm gonna quit because of helicopters. I can't get a piece of dialogue at all, man. I'm hanging around blowing my brains out. Those helicopters.
Woo!
We're getting it tied up. So, let's hear the groups are in. We're just trying to match up groups and equipment, and we'll be okay.
And those of you in the back, hear well. Raise your hand, please. It's all right? Thank you.
Marijuana. To the head.
Daily News. The rather large headlines, still costing 10 cents. Traffic uptight at the defense.
If you see the picture in India, they won't believe that it is taken in America. Their impression of American children and American way is completely different. All need to dress in boot, hat, and tie, and sitting on the chair.
We, Jim, Holly has your bag with your medicine. Please be at the information booth as soon as you can, please. Helen Savage, please call your father at the Motel Glory in Woodridge. Helen Savage, please call your father at the Motel Glory in Woodridge. The warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, would be my guess, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one.
There's some more guys over here.
Downstairs? Richard Fox, get back to Eddie Kramer in the sound truck. Richard Fox, get back to Eddie Kramer.
Watch your fingers.
Okay.
the carbine's hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Big marching to the Dunkirk War. I can almost hear it written. I can almost